This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, we're under such attack. Stephen Colbert still has a big audience compared to most mainstream media. Attacks me every week. I don't even have time to watch it. Or shows like Homeland based on me or any of this. But I see callers. Stephen Colbert, late night attacks, InfoWars, Alex Jones. Who knows what he did? I mean, it's just crazy. And all I'm doing is exposing these people. And then separately, we've got so many other big things that are happening, like the Chinese communist takeover, the fact that they own Hollywood, the fact they're the ones muscling in. It's just crazy to see the average American opposing Trump when clearly he's an American president trying to turn the country around. It just makes me very, very sad. But then I see him trying to derail Kavanaugh, and I see that starting to unravel, starting to really fall apart. That is a good feeling. But then you ask, how are they so crazy to take a lady with this many skeletons in her closet and try something like this? At the start of the next segment, I've got part of the Assange interview where he comes out and says people being born now are the last free generation. And I think it's already past that, quite frankly, but admitting how bad straits we're in can actually fix it. I'll play some of that before Doug Hagman takes over. And we're going to get that later, Stephen Colbert piece as well. But finishing up here, I'm trying to go as many of these calls as I can. Who's been holding the longest here? Alex in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, it's good to talk to you again, sir. We are Alex Jones. We're Julian Assange. Thanks for exposing the Skynet program launching in China, where the robots are taking over. Julian Assange is talking about it now. We are the resistance. I use the products. Everyone should go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Survival Shield X2. I've been using that like 4 years, and it's pretty awesome. I take it every day. but the Chinese Illuminati, I love how you talk about that sometimes, the history with the Rockefellers, you know, taking over, and then they export the fluoride, hydrofluoristic acid there, and put it in our water to dumb us down. And, great job, Alex. What can I say?
No, brother, you're doing a great job. But what's frustrating is it's all admitted. And you see the big think tanks and John P. Holdren saying put fluoride in the water to lower their IQs. And then they do it. And they're just such evil jerks. They're so cold-blooded.
I know. It's like, why can't they just, let us be and have us run our own lives? You know, people talk about, states' rights. I think, individual rights is what it comes down to, and medical freedom and the right to choose what's in our own bodies. And I choose to have the InfoWars products in my body because I'm trying to fight these globalists.
Well, I can tell you X2, unfortunately, it's our last run of it, and the special has to end this weekend. It's 25% off. It's amazing. And again, just having good iodine in your body versus the bad halogens is night and day. God bless you, Alex. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Dina in California. Dina, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, bear with me, please. My brain's kind of scattered, but I'm very new to politics. I actually never voted until 2016. There was no way I was going to let Hillary in. No way, And so I've been trying to learn more about politics since it's happened, and I cannot believe what's going on in the world. I mean, a lot of people don't see it. First of all, I think that lady for Kavanaugh is lying through her teeth, okay? And I think they're pressuring her maybe to say whatever. Now they're hiding her out. I mean, who knows? Maybe she's dead like all the other people already killed off.
No, I agree. It looks like pressuring, the fact that they said it for her and now she doesn't want to testify. It looks like they're pushing her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're threatening her, and so all of a sudden she's disappeared, but now she supposedly has death threats against her. I bet you the death threats are from the Democrat Party. First of all, I had a few things I want to say. Honestly, I was trying to call you all morning, and I didn't think I was going to get through right now. I do have, processing issues, brain processing issues, so, my thoughts get scattered. I'm a single woman from California. I'm on SSI. I'm getting ready to move to Texas, though, you know, and I wanted to ask your thoughts on how you feel about Texas.
Well, we welcome you to Texas. Doug Hagman's coming up, sweetheart. I'm glad you got in, but I got to get to this QP straight ahead. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
We will post the full interview to InfoWars.com. Generation being born now is the last to be free. We're being prepared for AI takeover and for humans to be obsolete. That's what I'm saying. It's what Elon Musk is saying. It's because the globalists are building a world to do this. The full interview is up on InfoWars.com. RT did the interview. It's the last interview he did before the total news blackout. And this is what's happening. We have to be aware. The technology is being designed and being deployed to take control of human development. We'll air a few minutes of this, then turn the baton over to Doug Hagman, who's always got a lot to break down. And then, again, on InfoWars.com, we will post on our own servers the full interview because this is very important. Here's some of it.
WikiLeaks, to solve a very interesting problem to me, which was to know the fate of man. Know the fate of mankind insofar as that development of man is revealed by the development of his institutions and how they actually behave in practice internally. And the great political struggle of mankind, insofar as it's been rational, and we all know politics is largely irrational, but the irrational part, I feel, is sort of random. And the rational part is based upon what we know about ourselves, what we know about each other, and what we know about how human resources are distributed and how human institutions behave and what sort of internal and external rules we engage in. So that's the purpose of WikiLeaks, to try and understand mankind, and then from that we can perhaps produce a better, or more realistically put, less worse human civilization. But that's changing. Mankind, in some sense, just having a small glimmer of understanding about how it is progressing through the world, I think is now almost completely eliminated. And not in the way that I expected. We actually have access to much more knowledge about how we work than we ever did before. But it's being eliminated through the speed of informational processing, and therefore the speed of the change of knowledge. And that's going to, that is rapidly moving into, that algorithmic processing of knowledge is moving into artificial intelligence. And while artificial intelligence is just another kind of algorithm, I think the scale changes that have occurred in the last 7 years are significant enough to classify it as a qualitative change. And that qualitative change means a serious, in my view, very serious threat to the stability of human civilizations, not that they should be too stable, and the ability for human beings to organize their fate. in intelligence.
All right, we're going to fade down there. So I'm going to turn over to Doug Hagman, but I want to preface, we're going to put the whole interview up on Infowars.com with my introduction here, because the power structure wants to bring AI in to cut out the general public and to cut out crowdsourcing and to cut out the will of the people. So it's being directed in a very authoritarian way. And so it's making us all obsolete. And because of the acceleration of knowledge, and because of the acceleration of computing, and because it's now being removed out of the human realm, it's almost like they're speeding up the time-space continuum to a level that we don't even live in or compete with. And so making ourselves obsolete by a creation we're making that is basically an artificial dimension within the third dimension that is programmable and directable by the prime controllers, who are a bunch of ruthless sociopathic and psychopathic grandchildren of robber barons and Nazis. And so then you see the true directed evil that is happening, and that the average sociopath doesn't realize that even they themselves are going to be cut out of the system. We have no future. We have no chance. So, again, Doug Hagman's about to take over. We will post the entire powerful Assange interview. Generation being born now is the last to be free. And I hope people send this out to their friends and family, because it is very, very important. It's not gloom and doom. It's admitting our Promethean moment, our Atlantean moment of not being gods yet, but getting godlike power, because we're made in the image of God. If you want to support the broadcast and support your own family and support your own life and opt in through energy, through currency, through support of us, you are funding true revolutionary understanding that's pro-human, and you're getting products that are just as revolutionary and just as strong. Whether it's BioTruth Selenium from the mustard seed, the best you're going to find out there, 40% off, or X2, very close to selling out, our last run, still 25% off throughout the weekend. Please take advantage of that. Or Super Female or Super Male Vitality, 50% off, even though that's our last run of that. And Alexa Pure Breeze, which already leading competitors are $500, $600. It's normally $200. Four-stage ion filter. It's $50 off right now, so that's $149. You cannot beat that deal. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I believe in human destiny. I believe in you making choices for yourself. And you're being removed from that right now. And then those of us that try to build humanity up, and those of us that try to get people to think about more complex issues, the establishment doesn't go, oh, let's welcome them. No, let's block them. Let's keep people in a trance. Let's keep them dumb. And for me, that's the greatest crime of the globalists, is they claim humanity's obsolete, but they're some of the most obsolete, twisted people out there. And they and their families are some of the most twisted, unhappy people out there. But then they want to project their loathing onto us and say, as soon as we're all gone, well, then this new, beautiful future can move forward. That sounds like something the devil said a long time ago in the Garden of Eden. So that's what that comes down to. Again, big developments at InfoWars.com. It looks like the Kavanaugh situation is derailing for the Democrats, but they've always got curveballs they can throw, so we'll be covering that more later. I want to thank you all for your support and listening. Remember, if you spread the articles, the videos, you tell folks about the live shows, we'll continue to be able to fight in the face of this onslaught. But if you can't back us up, it's basically you giving up, because the enemy sees us as a symbol that if they can crush InfoWars, they can crush all the opposition. So we are that standard in the battle. If they can take down that eagle, and I'm not bragging, it's just they see us as the eagle. If they can seize the eagle, they believe they've won. So hold up that eagle, folks. Now let's go to Doug Hagman of his great work at Hagman Report. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for taking over.
Thank you so much, Alex. You know, it's amazing you and I had crossed, without knowing it, crossed paths in Washington, D.C. when you were there at Capitol Hill. I was there as well, and we just didn't see each other. And of course, I spent this past weekend with David Knight and Owen Schroyer. So it's interesting that our paths are parallel and crossing at the same time.
Tell us what you got coming up.
Sorry about that delay there. Coming up I've got some breaking news about the, well, about the Kavanaugh situation. This from a different slant, a different take. At the bottom of the hour here, going to be talking with a guy that actually is the host of WNTK out of New Hampshire, knows a lot about the Kavanaugh situation and about really what this is all about. But previous to that, I'm going to be touching upon the declassification that's kind of has taken a back seat right now, declassification of documents that President Donald Trump is doing, and the reason the communist or democratic socialist slash communists are running scared, because I do believe that Donald Trump has set some traps within those documents, and the media is about to be exposed, as are the democratic socialists about to be exposed for what they are. That's coming up after this break. And Alex, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to guest host. Folks, you're listening to the InfoWars. We're up against the break, but I will say this as I as we approach the break, folks, if you're not supporting InfoWars, if you're not buying their products, you're not that. Look, you've got to do this because we've got to stay on the air. And they've got some of the best products on the market, if not the best products on the market right now while supplies last. Get your survival shield. Get, for example, the last run of high-quality Nissan iodine survival shield. You've got to do this for the cause.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And this is Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. That's my home base. Hagman 2 ends on Hagman, HagmanReport.com. My home base. Again, sitting in for Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Folks, visit InfoWars, bookmark InfoWars, and support InfoWars. This segment I want to just discuss a little bit. It's been a while since I sat in for Alex. Interestingly enough, right before the break, I was talking to Alex about being in Washington, D.C. at the same time he was. And it's interesting because we, that is the new media, I feel that we are making a difference, that we are acting as your voice. The voice of the people to the administration, appealing to the Donald Trump administration, appealing to the people, the white hats in the Trump administration about the banning and censorship. Now, I know that you've all heard about this and a lot of people grow tired of hearing about it, but I'll tell you that we are speaking for you because once we are silenced, you're next. And if you're next, you've got no voice. So this past, or not this last weekend, but the week before, myself and Joe, my son, we were in Washington, D.C. I've got a couple of I've got a couple of images. We were there for a specific purpose. That was to, we were at Radio Row at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. We were honored to be there. But the other part of that is we were able to gain White House press access, and we visited the White House. That was again the same time Alex was there on Capitol Hill. We were able to visit the White House and make some inroads, some contacts there. Interestingly enough, talking with people within certain elements of certain departments of the administration, talking about the censorship issue, talking about the banning of new media, talking about how we are being treated, and of course the ominous implications that has. And talking with the individuals there within the administration, they understand, and I do believe that we have made some significant progress into bringing our case to the administration. That's not to say that we've won anything, but it is to say that we've certainly made the case that we are being victimized. We being the conservative base being victimized, the base that elected President Trump, being victimized by the, of course, but by the banning of the social networkings, the social networks and social networking itself. While there, we stood at the remarkable experience of standing on the South Lawn of the White House near the Rose Garden. In fact, there's a picture of the Rose Garden, watching Marine One come in, land, and watching President Donald Trump get on board Marine One and take off from the White House. There he is there, if you're looking at the screen, boarding Marine One. And it was a magnificent sight, and a sight that certainly humbled me to see that, to be in the presence of truly a great man, and that just a great experience. But having said that, also we were also there to discuss the problem of illegal alien immigration, illegal aliens in the United States. And this is key. I wanted to cover this very quickly here because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. While in Washington, D.C., while at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, Radio Row, while we are one of actually 63 news agencies or radio hosts that were on Radio Row on Capitol Hill there. We were discussing the immigrant problem of illegal aliens in the United States. And the facts that we learned, nothing new to you, the listeners, but the facts that we learned were, to me, so important for everyone to really understand and really get a grip on how bad things are. Right now, we've got anywhere between 12.5 to 20 million illegal aliens in the United States. We've got nearly, well, about 1.7 million illegal alien minors, and about 4.2 million U.S. citizens, children of illegal aliens, or anchor babies. That's the kind of the encapsulated extent of the problem. But while we were there, we had the honor, and I break up when I talk about this. My son and I had interviewed a number of families whose lives were torn apart by crimes committed by illegal aliens. The incredible women, mothers and fathers of these victims of the criminal activity of illegal aliens in this country. And when we sat and we talked with these moms whose children were taken by the criminals in this country, it's worse than you can imagine. It's heartbreaking. It's incredible. Kellyanne Conway spoke at a recent, or at a rally held by the parents of the victims. And there is a picture of Kellyanne Conway who we were able to sit, to meet with, and there she is there speaking at a rally on Capitol Hill on behalf of illegal aliens, or on behalf of the victims of illegal aliens, criminal activity there. And in speaking with her, of course, about this problem, we were assured by the Donald Trump administration that they would, in fact, push forward against the wishes of the Democratic Socialists to take this problem and to fix the problem of the illegal immigrant, or the illegal immigrants and the crime related to the illegal immigrants in the United States. And the reason I wanted to bring this up today is I believe that this is so important because people talk about the separation of children at the border. It's not that. The real separation are the children that are forever separated from their families. And you know that, we know that, but to bring it even more forward, when we spoke to these families and we understood what they have gone through, and when we heard the numbers, folks, it's worse than we were led to believe. The top five states, I just want to make sure everyone knows this, top five states with the highest number of illegal alien populations, California with 2.6 million, Texas with 1.9 million. I'm rounding the numbers, by the way. Florida with a million, New York with 872,700 approximately, and New Jersey with 565,000. The annual national fiscal cost of illegal immigration is $116 billion. This is the cost out of our pocket. And when you look at the average annual tax deficit per illegal alien adult, you're looking at about 11 grand that we've got to cover per year. So it's more than just the fiscal deficit and the dollar amount. It does involve the separation, permanent separation of families and the crimes associated with this. That, of course, leads to the border wall. And there are promises that have been made by Kennedy, Donald Trump, that are being fulfilled but stymied yet by the Democratic Socialists in this country, as well as some Rhino Republicans. We addressed that, and we were assured that that was going to be accelerated here in the upcoming weeks, months ahead as we near the midterms. On the other side of the break here, I've got a very special guest that's going to join me, Keith Hansen. Keith Hansen from WNTK. He's a wildly conservative talk show host up in New Hampshire. We're going to be talking about a number of things, topically speaking about the Kavanaugh hearing. He's got a little different take on the Kavanaugh hearings and the accusations against Mr. Kavanaugh by Ms. Ford. And that's on, believe me, this is on everyone's mind, or this is on everyone's discussion. It's going to be, you're going to want to listen to this. You're going to want to call a friend and tune in to this next couple of segments with Keith Hansen and myself as I sit in for Alex Jones. Again, Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, in for Alex Jones. Come right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, support this broadcast, support the Patriot Movement. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. There you can get just an array of quality products. If you're not taking the supplements there, I got to tell you, they're selling out fast. They've got Bodies at 50% off. That's selling out fast. Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They've got the last run of the high-quality Nascent Iodine Survival Shield times two at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, take advantage of this. And also, at the same time, you can also support InfoWars as well. InfoWarsStore.com and support the Patriot Movement. Now, I've got the pleasure of hosting for Alex Jones' fourth hour and or the final hour of the broadcast. And I asked a good friend of mine, a good friend of the Hagmann Report, to come on as a guest because in speaking with him today, he's got a very unique perspective. What's on everyone's mind today? What's everyone talking about? It's the Kavanaugh hearings and the attempted sabotage of Brett Kavanaugh by this one female accuser. And if they could find more, they'd drag more out. But he's got a very interesting and much different take than most. Now, our guest, again, Keith Hansen. Keith Hansen is the top conservative talk show host out of New Hampshire, WNTK.com. You can follow him on Twitter, @RealKeithHansen. That's H-A-N-S-O-N. Again, Real Keith Hansen on Twitter, WNTK. That's his home base. He's 6 to 10 a.m. It's a must listen to in the morning. Even, by the way, it's Eastern time. Keith, thanks for joining me today.
Doug, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on the show.
Well, and again, I appreciate this. And the reason I asked you to come on, what's on everyone's dinner talk right now is about Brett Kavanaugh and about the Supreme Court nomination, about what the Democratic Socialists are doing, and even some of the Republicans are doing to sabotage his nomination. And apparently, my take is they're attempting to delay, if not indefinitely postpone, his nomination. But in our discussion today, you had said some things that really just blew my mind. It's from a different perspective no one else is talking about. So, I had asked you to come on, and if you don't mind, please give us your take on what's really taking place with the Kavanaugh sabotage of the Kavanaugh nomination.
I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble here. Okay, well, this is basically what it is. The Kavanaugh issue is not the issue. The Kavanaugh issue, what's going on with Kavanaugh, and the accusations that were made by this Chrissy Ford. This is a symptom of a bigger problem. And the bigger problem is the culture that we have seen ever since the Women's Lib movement has really taken root. What's happening right now is you have a culture where binge drinking and sexual promiscuity is at an all-time high. And it's been growing. It's been growing in popularity. One of the things I talked about in my program this morning was, if you recall back in the mid-90s, you could not turn on a television show after 8 o'clock at night and not be bombarded with advertisements for the Girls Gone Wild videos. Now, what was Girls Gone Wild for people who are uninitiated in this? Well, it was a video, a DVD or VHS tapes of women with absolutely no, I don't even want to say women. We're talking girls, 18, 19, 20-year-old college girls who are inebriated beyond the point of making rational decisions, and they're videotaped, stripping, literally having lesbian sex with one another while strangers are videotaping this at nightclubs, at beach resorts, in spring break cities. That was one of the big things, was Girls Gone Wild, spring break. How much debauchery can you possibly catch on film? And this is part of the feminist movement in this country. Don't tell me what I can do with my body. Don't tell me how I can dress. I want to be free to do whatever it is that I want to do, whenever it is that I want to do it. And the end result is what we're seeing here today. And it's very interesting that the yearbooks from Ford's school, the Holton Arms School, specifically, they called their yearbook title Scribe. So the years that would be relevant to Christine Blasey Ford would be Scribe 82, Scribe 83, and Scribe 84. And if you look at these, if you actually had screenshots of them now, because they've all been scrubbed from the internet, what you're going to find is a group of high school kids, primarily the girls, who were entrenched in this culture of binge drinking and promiscuous sex.
Okay. Which, and I remember that time. I vividly remember that time, and of course, scantily clad, as you indicated, as a spring break, parties everywhere. Well, of course, it wasn't limited to spring break, but so what are you saying? Are you saying that it's Ford? I mean, exactly, because we're getting into some dangerous ground here, right? Are we
well
not,
dangerous?
Are
dangerous in terms of what? That dare I potentially shame a victim?
Well, sure.
Dare I say that you can't dress like a slut and behave like a slut? And then if something allegedly happens, that you suddenly have recoil? Yeah, it's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. The moral decay, the moral decay in this country today is beyond anything that we have seen. And this attitude today that I can do what I want when I want, I can dress how I want. And I'll tell you, I was in the nightclub business. You know this. I was in the nightclub business for a number of years. I used to host bachelorette parties. And I've seen bachelor parties, and I've been to bachelor parties, and I've hosted bachelorette parties. And I'll tell you something. The bachelorette parties that take place with 20-something girls who are sending one of their girlfriends off to the altar to be married, these are activities. This is a night of debauchery that would make a 7th Avenue whore blush.
My goodness. Okay. So you're looking at this from a really, I have not heard anyone else talking about this, or at least to that extent. You're looking at this as really a moral problem, more so than anything else.
It's a moral problem. There's no question about it. But this is a moral problem that now spills over into a variety of different aspects of society. But this is a situation based upon what is being published in these volumes of this scribe, Scribe 82, Scribe 83, and Scribe 84, what you see is a group. You know, if the shoe were on the other foot, and I saw this written, this is not my original statement, this is something that I saw written. If the roles were reversed and Christine Blasey Ford had been nominated for the Supreme Court by President Trump, the headline by the Air Fingers quote resistance would read, "Christine Blasey Ford and the drunken white privileged racist playgirls of Holton Arms." That's exactly what this is.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I can almost hear the dinging of the emails coming in right now. But I think your points are valid here. You're looking at a culture of promiscuity, a culture of permissiveness that, in my view, has been ignored by the media. And of course, we're seeing this now.
Well, this is the coming to fruition of this is the maturity and the coming to fruition of seeds that were planted back in the 80s. And unfortunately, this is something that happens time and time and time again. You know, we see this on college campuses. In fact, tomorrow on my radio show, I have Stuart Taylor Jr. Stuart is the co-author of a book called The Campus Rape Frenzy: The Attack on Due Process on American Universities. And this ties into a much bigger issue. This is, as I said, this is not about Kavanaugh and Ford per se. This is one page in a very, very thick book of the end result of the culture of promiscuity that we see today with young people. And this campus rape frenzy is a perfect example of this. You have, you know, girls, there's no such thing as dating anymore. Let's look at it from this perspective. And going back to the 80s and in the 90s, and the morality has shifted. There's no question about it. But there's no more dating today anymore. People go out, especially on college campuses, they go to a party, they drink for the purposes of drinking as much as they possibly can.
I hate to do this to you. Hold that thought. We have a break here on the other side. You can finish that thought. Pete Hansen is my guest.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
it's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones in this final segment. So glad to be joined by Keith Hansen. Keith Hansen, he's the host of the wildly popular Keith Hansen Show, WNTK.com, airs 6 to 10, actually two shows in there, but visit WNTK.com and at Real Keith Hansen, that's at Real Keith Hansen on Twitter. I'm talking frankly about the Kavanaugh situation, about the Ford situation, and about what's really happening. You hear about Alinsky tactics. You hear about that. That's discussion, obviously. That's the normal discussion. That's the accepted discussion, of course, among in polite company, shall we say. But what's the real reason? Are the cultural chickens coming home to roost now that we've gone through this degradation of our moral faculties over the past 3, 4, 5 decades? Is that the case? Keith Hansen appears to think that is, and I tend to agree with him. And by the way, folks, he's going to be on the Hagman Report tonight. Of course, Hagman Report here, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Global Star Radio Network. Just go to HagmanReport.com. Two ends on Hagman. But he's going to be talking more about this evening. But I really want him to finish this because this is something I think is so important. The moral fabric of our country has been torn down has been rendered, and I think Keith is on to something. Keith, thanks for holding over on the break. Thanks for your gift of time. Keep going, brother. You know, with this area that's not being talked about in the mainstream media at all.
Doug, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm having some audio issues here. I cannot hear you at all, so I don't know where we are here.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Let's do it this way. I don't know if we can get any volume into Keith. All right. Keith, if you can hear me, just continue your. Okay, we're in a troubleshoot. In the meantime, folks, visit InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't done so already, support this broadcast by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. A number of products selling out fast. Of course, you've got the Survival Shield. Man, I'll tell you, I don't know what they put in some of this stuff. It is just fantastic. Super Male Vitality, half off. The Selenium, 40% off. Folks, support the Patriot Movement. Support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We have Keith back, and sorry about that little technical difficulty, but I was just saying, Keith, before, as you couldn't hear me, everyone talks about the Alinsky tactics being used, but no one's talking about the real issue of the moral degradation that we've seen over the last 50 years or so. And this is part of the, if not really the problem. So I'd like to you to continue your thought that you had right before the break.
Well, I mean, ultimately, like I said, what this boils down to is this is a multifaceted issue. But when you look at the moral decay, the moral decline of our society today, the empowerment of women to do whatever it is that they want to do, behave however it is they want to without consequence. But then if somebody does anything that is perceived to subjugate or oppress that individual who is simply uniquely expressing themselves, well, then that person becomes the criminal. That person becomes the villain. And the insidious thing about this is that it undermines the integrity of the system that we have in place, the judicial system that we have in place. You and I were in D.C. last week, and standing in front of the Supreme Court building, there's on the facade of that building, equal justice under law. We have a constitution. We have constitutional rights. There are processes that are extended to people who find themselves caught up in the criminal justice system, due process, the right to face one's accuser, the evidentiary burdens of proof that must be met, and who has the responsibility of meeting that burden of proof before a person can be convicted of a crime in a court of law. Political correctness. And now this concept of allegations being made and the allegation being tried and convictions and sentences being levied in the court of public opinion is completely undermining the constitutional rights that every American citizen has the right to and expectation to. If somebody makes the accusation, like this Christine Blasey Ford makes the accusation, and by making the accusation, the court of public opinion has its day in court, and it convicts and sentences that person to a lifetime of shame, a lifetime of scorn, losing their job, losing their livelihood, having that scarlet letter put on them. Before a court of law would ever have an opportunity to hear that case. And at that point, well, listen, what are you going to do? Take away my dignity by convicting me in court? Great. I've already lost my family. I've already lost my job. I've already lost my livelihood. And like Kavanaugh, this is something, whether or not he's guilty, whether or not he's innocent, the court of public opinion, based upon, let's put it this way, this drunken slut and her word, that's already convicted him and passed its sentence on him. And so now for the rest of his life, he's going to have to live with this, whether or not he gets the Supreme Court seat or he doesn't.
Do you, Keith, think that was the intent, or do you think that this is just merely the end result or the consequence of her accusations? I mean, because to me, this smacks a lot like that question, you know, the when did you stop beating your wife, or the accusation of calling someone a pedophile, for example, when there's no basis in fact for it. It's a stain regardless of its veracity. So in your eyes, was this a tactic, or was this, hey, we'll just or was this just a consequence of what was or just merely exploited?
This was exploited. I don't know. I mean, you could take this a couple of different ways. Listen, it was politically expedient. This woman is now asking the FBI to investigate something that, let's be honest, is not within the FBI's purview. There's not a federal crime here. There's not a crime that's crossing over state lines. It's not in the FBI's purview. Not to mention that, and I haven't heard anybody else talking about this, but there is this thing called statute of limitations. So the statute of limitations on this ran out 15 years ago. If it was something that was so important, if this was something that was so traumatic, then it should have been brought up 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Not right now. And in fact, you know damn well that this was politically expedient. This was political capital because Dianne Feinstein sat on the report. So
exactly.
This was stored, and it was waited. They waited until it was politically expedient for them to pull this out because they knew exactly like what happened with Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. That's exactly what was going to happen. They're going to bork this guy, and that's become the new thing now. Okay, whenever you're losing the argument, hurl an accusation of racism, and if that doesn't work, hurl an accusation of rape or sexual assault, and that's guaranteed to bring them down.
I'll tell you, straight talk from a straight talker. Our guest is Keith Hansen, at Real Keith Hansen on Twitter, WNTK.com, Voice of New Hampshire. I got to tell you, again, this is discussion that we have not heard. You've heard of the Alinsky tactics. You've heard of all that, but not in this fashion. And I think it's a very interesting take on this, and I've got to give you a lot of credit for bringing this up. And your final thoughts on this, what do you think will happen? Will be the consequence of this? Are we going to see a vote, or are we going to see just a tremendous fallout from this? Or is this already is this tactic already falling apart?
I would like to think that the tactic is falling apart and that he's going to be confirmed. But honestly, to be honest with you, this is an ever-changing, this is such a rapidly evolving situation that I really don't know. I don't know. I would love to be able to say with some degree of confidence that I knew, but I mean, this is really, at this point, it's anybody's guess. What I hope is that, and the bottom line is this, and I would encourage people to listen to your show tonight, because we're going to talk a lot more about this. We're going to talk about this in the context of the legal concept of fruit of the poisonous tree. The bottom line is this, that Kavanaugh is the pick of a president who was determined to have been illegitimate. Just as with the fruit of the poisonous tree, if a police officer searches a vehicle and finds evidence for a crime, but that evidence is unlawfully obtained, then that's tainted evidence, and it winds up getting thrown out of court. There's a motion to suppress based on the concept of fruit of the poisonous tree. Similarly, Donald Trump is, in the eyes of progressive Democrats and leftist statists, he is the poisonous tree. And anything that comes from him is necessarily tainted because he was not supposed to have won that election. So anything, whether it's a cabinet pick, whether it's a Supreme Court pick, whether it's an executive order, everything that comes from President Donald Trump is illegitimate in the eyes of the progressive statists. And we have to resist this, and we have to be vocal, and we have to stop being afraid that these people are going to ruin our lives and dox us and cause us to lose our jobs. Damn it, we have voices, we have to use it, and we've got to take this country back because progressives are killing us.
Very well stated, Keith. We're going to have to leave it there. Folks, if you want more, and I know you do, join Keith Hansen tonight on the Hagmann Report, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Fantastic. Wow, you're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. Keith, thank you so very much for your time. Keith Hansen, voice of New Hampshire, or New England, I should say, WNTK.com, at Real Keith Hansen on Twitter. Folks, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm so excited.